there's another battle going on. Millions, as you know, millions of undocumented workers and their supporters are horrified at the so-called bipartisan compromise on immigration in Congress. The various stipulations fines make it literally impossible to participate in the program. The compromise is also meant to disrupt family life and literally split up families. Wouldn't you say, Renee?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Dennis. It's an atrocity, this so-called immigration compromise currently being considered in the Senate.
So you and a number of people are not happy with this. You took another action to call attention to the dangers. First of all, tell us what happened today.
Well, today we were part of a magnificent, magnificent demonstration and press conference in front of Dianne Feinstein's office here in San Francisco because, as you know, she has been one of the promoters of this so-called immigration compromise in the Senate, which has really nothing to do with immigration reform. It has more to do with human rights violations against immigrant families. So today, a diverse group of coalitions and organizations from the Bay Area, we gathered at her office, and we had a chicken wire to symbolize the barbed wire that represents the borders that this government has imposed, not only at the U.S.-Mexico border, but inland as well. And we had people holding these fencing around her building, and ultimately, the San Francisco Police Department arrested six of us, but we had just a fabulous rally with speakers from the Asian and Latino and African immigrant communities. There were, I would say about 100 people standing out in front of in that small square in front of her office building. And the great thing is that, you know, we found out that she was in town. She came downstairs because there was so much press there and so many people and so much noise below her office that she was forced to come down and give her position on this immigration bill. So we felt, on behalf of the immigrant community, we felt that it was a very successful action. And among other things, what we achieved was to get the word out not only to Feinstein but to the general public that immigrant communities are absolutely standing against this immigration bill compromise, and we will not stop fighting until we get real legalization for families that doesn't involve punitive actions, the militarization of the border, anything else, the Gestapo-type raids that we've been seeing in past few months. We will fight until we see real legalization for our families.
You're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. My good brother Miguel Gavilan Molina has been in this battle for many decades, and you have a lot to say about this, Miguel.
Absolutely, Dennis. Rene, one of the things that's interesting is, you know, this whole package is being pushed across is immigration reform, when in reality, it's going to set up a system for indentured servants. I mean, it's going to set up a whole apparatus for second-class citizens. My question is, what happens when the employers, when businesses no longer need that labor?
Well, the bottom line, Miguel, is that when they don't need that labor, people will be deported automatically. And that's why this Senate proposal not only compromises the rights of immigrant workers, but it compromises the strength of the labor movement in this country.
Labor unions, yes.
And the workers' rights movement, if it's happening outside of the context of labor unions. Because through this new Bracero program, there's right. No other name to give it, immigrant workers would be given jobs for 3 to 6 years, and then after that, given no way to legalize. Why is that significant, people might ask? Aren't they able to work at least for a while? Well, what is significant, as what we've seen historically, is a devastating level of exploitation, because if people's immigration status is tied to their employment, then people will be vulnerable when it comes time, and there will be no incentive for, and will be discouraged from complaining about worksite exploitation, because it means perhaps not just their jobs, but it means deportation.
Well, it does. And I think there's also a big feeling in the immigrant community, particularly the Spanish-speaking communities, where there's segments that actually are looking forward. They look at this, you know, legislation as hope, you know, as hope to get, you know, legalization, permanent residency, and eventually citizenship. But in reality, there are these word language that they're using, triggers, you know, that make it almost impossible. I mean, someone could be waiting 15, 20 years to get to that point.
That's right.
I mean, because even before any of this is considered, the triggers first have to, what, build the wall. Then they have to employ 18 to 20,000 new personnel on the border, which makes employment opportunities for all those returning service people from the Middle East. So until those things are actually set, nothing else will happen.
That's right, which is almost an impossibility. And in addition to that, as you know, the approximately 25 million employers in this country would have to be implementing this new electronic verification system, which we've never seen. This national ID system, basically, is what it is. So really what Congress is doing is that it's lying to immigrant communities. They're not providing legalization, even if those triggers do become fulfilled. Then what Congress is saying, that each family has to send its head of household outside the country to apply for residency
for a year.
For at least a year. There's no time limit, actually, and there's no guarantee that they would even be given residency. So if the father of the family, the mother of the family, the grandparent, whatever, leaves the country under this proposal, there is no guarantee that anyone in that family would be given residency, especially, let me mention, because I work with the day laborers and domestic workers here in the Bay Area, you need to be continuously employed throughout this process, which will take more than 8 to 10 years. Well, what happens if you are not continuously employed, like day laborers or domestic workers who have, you know, several different jobs, because it's very hard these days to find permanent work? They're out of there. They don't even qualify to apply for residency if the triggers are complied with, the requirements. So it's all a big farce. It's a lie as we know it. This is not a legalization bill. And people like Senator Ted Kennedy and Dianne Feinstein and the rest of them should be ashamed of themselves, because this has nothing to do with legalizing people. This has nothing to do with people's civil rights. It has to do with taking punitive measures even beyond the ones that we've already implemented. The militarization of the border, more detention centers, more resources for enforcement agents, violation of people's due process rights, a bracero program, you know, and then, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't even mention, they're trying to do away with family-based immigration.
Right.
Which is...
Well, that's what we're running out of time for this segment. Obviously, we're going to keep on it, but I want you to spend some more time on that. Again, we introduced the segment saying that this is a bill for all those people who say they love family values. This is a bill that destroys families. Could you just go over that again, please, and how that works?
It would destroy families at so many levels. An increase of Gestapo raids separates families. The requirement that the head of household leave the country with no guarantee of return is a separation of families. And then, if families want to gain their residency through a relative, which is what historically people have been able to do in this country for the past few decades, they're trying to replace that with a merit system based on people's professional experience, level of education, and level of English. So in other words, what they're saying is you can't migrate legally to the U.S. unless you are a professional, well-educated person. That does away with the majority of people who are forced to migrate to this country as economic refugees. It's just, you know, it's just so out there. It's just so bad. I don't even know where to start. And this just touches the surface. Right. That's why we were at Dianne Feinstein's office today, and that's why immigrant communities unanimously across the country oppose this horrible bill.
And, you know, it's interesting. I mean, when you look at the numbers, that there already is over 100,000 people in detention centers. There's, you know, and out of that, 60,000 are women, you know. And it affects something like, what, 1.3 million children? I mean, those are the numbers. And already in detention. I mean, already incarcerated. And if you look at other numbers, I mean, people dying at the border, that crossing. Every year we have, what, 400 to 600 to 800? And then if you look at the, you know, the violence that happens in the barrios, you know, we are losing more people in these United States than this country's losing in its army in the Middle East every day. And it doesn't get the attention it needs to.
That's right. You want to talk real immigration reform? You talk about making it possible through this country's legal system for people to adjust their status, because right now it's almost impossible. You deal with the root causes of migration, like the North American Free Trade Agreement and other global economic policies that are displacing people and forcing them to come to the U.S. simply to work. That's what the U.S. Government is contributing to. There is absolutely no acknowledgement of that. That would be true immigration reform.
All right, Renee Salcedo, if people want more information, if they want to get involved at one level or another, what are you suggesting?
People can check out the website of www.immigrantrights.org or contact several organizations, including the Bay Area Immigrant Rights Coalition, La Raza Centro Legal. One last thing, Dennis, I just wanted to announce
please.
That tomorrow, just in case Dianne Feinstein didn't hear our demands this morning at her office, we are going to her home here in San Francisco. There will be a vigil at 7 a.m. Please join us at 2640 Lyon. 2640 Lyon Street, Cross Street is Vallejo. That's tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. We're going to give her a wake-up call.